Hello everyone, I am Dr. CJ Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 286. Today we are going to discuss the remaining part of the biological special program of the bladder, mucosa and urethra. To start with, please understand that there is hyposensitivity during CA phase and epileptoid crisis and hypersensitivity during the healing phase. That means the SBS of the bladder, mucosa and urethra follows the outer skin sensitivity pattern. Let us see the symptoms of the conflict active phase. There is ulceration in the bladder, mucosa and or in the lining of the urethra in proportion to the intensity of the conflict and its duration. There is a biological purpose for the nature for the cell loss, and that is for enlarging the volume of the bladder and for widening the urethra to improve the urine flow so that the territory may be marked better. During the healing phase, especially during the first part of the healing phase or PCLA, the lost tissue is replenished through cell proliferation. There will be swelling at the site of the cell proliferation due to fluid accumulation or edema. This swelling at the healing area is called bladder cancer or urothelial carcinoma by conventional medicine. It is also called transitional cell carcinoma. Earlier we studied about a bladder carcinoma related to the bladder trigone. There it occurred during the conflict active phase. According to the five biological laws of nature, the new cells cannot be regarded as cancer cells because the cells increase only as a process of replenishing of the lost tissue. Small wart-like growths in the lining of the urinary tract, both upper and lower, are called urothelial papilloma and usually considered as benign. As the healing symptoms, there are frequent urging to void urine with burning pain during urination. The quantity of urine voided will be very less. There can have blood in urine. In all the SBSs of the kidney parenchyma, renal pelvis and ureters, bladder trigone and of the prostate, we understand that there can have blood in the urine. Feeling of constant need to pass urine and incomplete emptying of bladder are very characteristic of the healing phase symptoms of the SBS of the bladder and urethra. This condition is known as bladder tenesmus. If there is an associated syndrome and water retention, the enlarged swelling can even block the passage in the urethra. This is a temporary acute medical condition and may need to insert a bladder catheter. During epileptoid crisis of the healing phase, there can have very acute pain with cramps and spasms if the surrounding striated muscles of the inner wall of the urethra also undergoes epileptoid crisis simultaneously. As in the case of all organs controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortex, the epileptoid crisis of the bladder, mucosa and urethra is also accompanied by troubled circulation, diseased spells, short disturbances of consciousness or complete loss of consciousness called a fainting or an absence. There will be a drop of blood sugar due to excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. UTI or urinary tract infection is a very common medical condition. According to conventional medicine, it is the result of an infection or urethritis or bladder infection or cystitis. In reality, it is the repair and scarring process that takes place in the bladder or urethra. The role of the bacteria is only to assist the healing process. There can have UTI-related symptoms during the programs of the ureters, during the conflict active phase. The ulceration during the CA phase reaches deep into the urethral and bladder tissue. So-called recurrent bladder infections occur when there are conflict relapses triggered by tracks established when the original conflict took place. Gonorrhea or urethral gonorrhea is a medical condition that needs to be discussed here. It is an inflammation of the mucous membrane of the urethra with discharge due to the activity of the bacteria called Neisseria gonorrhea during the healing phase. With the presence of another group of bacteria, Chlamydia trachomatis, this condition is known as Chlamydia infection. According to GNM, these infections have no relation to sexual transmission because they are all occurring during healing phase of the programs triggered by territorial or marking conflicts of sexual space. If the symptoms are less severe, they call it urethritis or cystitis, and if severe, they call it gonorrhea. Honeymoon cystitis occurs during frequent and prolonged sexual intercourse. In men, the urethra is also used for ejaculation. Therefore, the SBS of the urethra also corresponds to an ejaculation conflict. We will study it in detail when we learn the SBS of the ejaculatory duct later. There can have another condition known as bladder warts. It occurs during the prolonged healing in the urinary bladder. They are not cancers as interpreted by conventional medicine. It is the result of territorial marking conflicts and therefore common in cats and dogs. Here we conclude our discussion on the biological special program of the bladder mucosa and urethra. We will be continuing with many more SBSs in the coming days. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.